Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I Can't Breathe are words infusing the planet with a cry to end racism. The words said on a Minnesota street have reverberated around the world. Actually, no, it's not an echo that is being heard, although the phrase has been said in other years in similar circumstances. No, these words are being chanted, sung, shouted, proclaimed around the world that is gripped by a pandemic that also makes people unable to breathe. The juxtaposition of mobilizing, demonstrating, activism at a time when globally we are told that to be safe involves physical distancing makes the point clearly as to which pandemic is more deadly, a virus or racism. Some people say the virus, others racism, but all would agree, I think, that both are not what we want. Politics is the people of the polis, from the city-states of ancient Greece, speaking about how they live together, their values, their priorities, their treaties, their alliances, their use of resources, who is in, who is the other, who is out. We live a long time from then, and our political structures have changed and are different around the world. We live now with social media and the possibility of global movements of ideas and wishes. And if this pandemic has shown planet Earth anything, it is that when necessary, we can act quickly and decisively about what we want to do. What do we want to do? Welcome to politics, to difference, to structures, to the desire to change, to the desire to retain, to haves and have-nots. Where we agree on the concepts, such as justice, truth and fairness, but debate and struggle with the details. To speak is political. Not to speak is political. As you can hear from my voice, although I live in Great Britain, I am not from here. My Australian accent gives me away the moment I open my mouth. I live here, and one of my congregations has many Americans in it. But when we talk about democracy, and we all say we would prefer to live in a democracy, but Christians can and do live anywhere, and under many political systems, it soon becomes apparent our democracies are not the same or equal. For me, a key hallmark of a good democracy is compulsory attendance in a polling booth on election day. Don't go into the polling booth and you should be fined. But I've heard enough conversations here to know that many people regard my hallmark as antithetical to democracy. And yet we all say we prefer to live in one. Christians have found themselves in all sorts of political systems. The Roman Empire and the local administrations impacted Christians and the church from the beginning. Governments and politics still do today. In your country, what is your political system? And the question arises, what does the Christian church do in the face of politics? What should we do as Christians? Jesus said that he is the way, the truth, and the life, the light of the world, the bread of life, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Christianity is all about following him. The good news of Jesus is good news for planet Earth, that we have forgiveness and life with Jesus while still living in this old world of sin and death. We live by faith and not by sight. But what do we do each day? And it seems to me that church history swings on a pendulum between making the good news of Jesus spiritual only, having no effects on personal and social conditions here and now, which is attacked as the opium of the masses. Two, making the good news of Jesus only good when it brings about personal and social liberation and justice. And this is attacked as another version of political change against the status quo, a so-called social gospel. So what do the followers of Jesus do each day, individually or together? What we are always called to do. Follow Jesus, who comes to serve us by serving those around us. It means knowing who we are, new creations in Christ, and looking around at the world close by and globally and saying to Jesus, "Whom do I serve today?" I don't know the answers for you except start where God has placed you, your relationships in your family, in your neighbourhood, in your church, and in your country. Son, daughter, sister, brother, husband, wife, mother, father, employee, employer, church member, pastor, citizen. And in each and all of these roles, we have opportunity to serve our neighbour. All those around you need your service. And you then pray and use your resources, yourself, your time, and your possessions to serve. At home, at work, in communities, and yes, since we all live in one polis or another, that means politically as well. Black lives matter. Racism is wrong. I can't breathe. All part of our world. To mention other evils and injustice is not meant to diminish those injustices, but it does recognise that our world is suffocating with many evils. What to do? Christians recognise that in Christ, evil does not have the last word, and that forgiveness of sin is the start that everyone seeks. Christians know that in Christ, they seek to live each day as Jesus did, serving those around them. Christians pray for insight and wisdom, not to be blind and secure, but to serve their neighbours as they come across them on the road, so to speak. And when the weight of the world, the systems, the structure, all the paperwork seems too much to bear, they pray, "Breathe on me, breath of God." And then they roll up their sleeves to keep serving. Let us pray. Merciful Father, you have freed us from guilt through your Son and called us to work with him in your kingdom. Help us to be as compassionate with others and serve them as Jesus has been with us. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.